Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, week 10 is underway with an awful football game. Hopefully we get better games moving forward as we go through the weekend here. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. This is Bet Sweat. So for this hour, we're going to completely break down the NFL Week 10 card, get to most of these games. And the ones we do not get to, we will cover in the two-minute drill coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. You can reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SP Shoot, the show, Bet underscore Sweats. All right, let's start off with Atlanta Indy. That's the international game. We'll get to Bears-Giants coming up in a few moments, along with Ravens and the Vikings. All right, Germany. It is the Colts -6.5 at BetMGM, total of 48 and the hook. So you've got this Colts team. I'm assuming, Sam, that they're going to have a little bit of life, as if they didn't already with the amount of success that they've been having this season outside of last week. But you add Sauce Gardner to that secondary, the biggest weakness on the squad, and then you've got Atlanta. You never know which Atlanta team's going to show up. They were feisty. They were hanging with the Patriots last week. They end up losing by a point in the end. They had a lot of struggles on third down, but their dudes came back. Drake London was phenomenal. He had a 3-touchdown game. And last week for the Colts, it was all turnovers. Daniel Jones, it was that Daniel Jones game that some people were waiting on. I'm not sitting here saying he's bad, but the dude had 5 turnovers. It was like one of those all-time bad games that he's never going to forget. Colts fans hoping that is behind them. On the injury front, DeForest Buckner is out for Indy. On the Falcons side, we're going to have to wait and see what the hell is going on. Leonard Floyd's out, but they've got 4 other starters on defense that are listed as limited. So we'll see what happens here. I'm expecting a bounce back for the Colts. I lean to the Colts. I can't say that it's one of my top 5 plays or anything. I typically do not do much with these international games. How about you?
What do you mean? They call you Mr. Europe behind your back. Everybody calls you that. You're Mr. Europe. You love these games. Yeah, you love these games.
Hate them. And I won't be on the air Sunday morning, so I'm not going to be forced into betting it.
There's nothing quite like losing money before the real games start. You know,
yes.
It's the worst.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. I will not make a bet. We pick 5, though. In a lot of our stuff, we pick 5 NFL games a week. I considered Atlanta plus the points, but I was messing with you about Mr. Europe. I have no idea what's going to happen in these games, whether it's in Berlin or London or Paris or wherever. I just don't know. There's so many variables. Are guys taking these games seriously? I don't know. Their families are there. Their friends are there. They're seeing the sights. It's just a weird, game to bet. I have no issue telling people I do not have an edge in the game.
Yeah. I mean, the number does look a little big. It does. I'm not going to lie. But I could also see a blowout. Favorites do very well for some reason in these international games. I don't know. And then they got killed on turnovers last week against Pittsburgh. But it was still a 1-score game in the end somehow. Like, they outgained them by a ton. So I think last week was pretty fluky. See, I'm talking myself into both ways. I'm just not betting the game. I'm not interested. No, nope,
this is a great exercise in don't bet it. Just bet it. That's right. I have plenty on the next game. Let's hit it. I also have a fantasy question, and I need to call Gertz out because Gertz flipped on me during the break.
Flipped. Oh man,
hard.
I stepped away for a few minutes. Okay.
Okay.
We've got
all right. I'd like to pose it to you.
Okay. The Bears are 4.5-point favorites, total of 56, rather 46 and a half. Okay, so that's coming down a little bit. Bears minus 4.5. This went up a point the other day. So the Bears against Cincinnati last week, they showed that their defense blows. It does, man. That is not the outlier. On the season, they're 30th in the NFL in success rate. They let opposing quarterbacks complete 71% of their passes. So is Dart going to take advantage there? This Giants defense is also brutal. Three straight games, they've allowed at least 33 points. San Francisco, Philly, and Denver. The Denver offense that could do nothing last night against the Raiders scored 33 on this Giants team. So both defenses stink. And I just said 46 and a half. It went down a half point. Sam, I'm thinking over 47. I'm thinking about playing the total. I know you're on a side, which you can get to. What do you think about this total?
I have the Giants in our pool. I took the points. I don't love it, but I just don't think the Bears should be laying 4.5 points in this spot. If they win by 7 or 10, is what it is. I'll tip my cap. You know, I've been making fun of the Giants and how everybody keeps talking about how fun and exciting they are, and they're 2-7. But they've covered 5 of the 9 games. Not that that's a big sample size. Here's the big question I have in this game. Mm-hmm. Who is running back one around the 5-yard line? The Bears get inside the 5. Are we betting DeAndre Swift to score at minus 105 or Manungai? Green Book has plus 165. How do you watch that guy run last week and not give him reps inside the red zone?
Are we starting to see what was going on in Detroit? Two-headed monster, where they end up working in both guys. So, yeah, to your point, Swift is coming back. On the Bears offense, Odunze and Moore were both limited in Thursday's practice, so I think they're both going to be on the field. But, yeah, 283 total rushing yards in the game without Swift. Manungai was the man, 176. They're going to run the ball. And the Giants, 32nd, dead last, EPA per rush on defense. So the Bears are going to run the ball, and I'm expecting Dart to pass the ball or probably do whatever the hell he wants. So I see Caleb and Dart, it being one of these fun matchups where we get a lot of scoring, and you're on the dog, and I certainly understand why. Another reason that I'm on the over. But to your question, yeah, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know which back they're going to use. If you don't trust Manungai after last week, when are you going to trust him?
That's what I brought up either Monday or Tuesday. Remember, I asked Gertz, I'm like, what should I do? Which guy should I play? Because I have both of them in fantasy.
Oh, okay, and gotcha.
Here's my situation. And Gertz, if you have an answer on this, I am all ears, because I am making a run in this league, and I want that prize, like over $1,000. I have 2 slots for 3 players. DeAndre Swift, Rashid Shaheed, and Kyle Manungai. And I brought up playing both Bears running backs, and Gertz was like, no, don't do it. Gertz, what did you say during the break?
As I was staring at my lineup yesterday afternoon, you know, because I didn't have anything else to do, I was contemplating starting both Manungai and Swift together. The complete opposite of what I told Sammy earlier in the week.
What the hell?
Flip moon.
Flip-flop moon.
I think it's a good idea. Weather might be an issue. You've got the worst rush defense in the NFL, and the Bears ran for almost 300 yards last week. Why would Ben Johnson go away from that? You have a high floor.
That's what they did in Detroit, too. Everybody talks about the passing. All they did in Detroit was run. They ran more than most teams in the NFL when he was there.
Okay, so remind us. So starting both means you're sitting whom?
I have a flex role. So I'm going to start one of the Bears running backs, and then the question at flex is either Swift or not Swift. Well, I guess – no, I do have – I have 2 slots. So I have to start one of the running backs, and then the flex position is either the other running back or Shaheed, who just got traded to Seattle. Shaheed.
Yeah, I would start the Bears backs.
Okay, I'm going to do that. That was my initial thought, and I Gurch and his Bears merch, deck to the nines in all Bears gear, is telling me to start both Bears running backs. What could go wrong, Paul? What could possibly go wrong?
I love it.
I was already wearing this hoodie, and I just threw the hat on as a joke.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go.
Come back next segment with face paint on. Just blue and orange face paint.
Be the Bears.
He's
going to
be dressed as Staley when we come back. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea, man. I like the idea.
It'll probably be one of those scenarios where Swift gets one series, then Menunga gets the other one, you know, and then they'll alternate as the game goes on. So when you're talked about who's going to get the ball inside of the five or at the goal line, I think it's going to kind of be dependent on whose series is it on that drive. You know, we see that a lot with some of these running back tandems in the NFL. Like they're switching off series, and if your guy isn't in on that series, then he's not going to get the goal line carry. So it's really just a luck game. Starting both of them isn't a horrible idea. Yeah.
This is what we call the bonanza game, Joe. You're going to be rooting for points. I have both Bears running backs, and I've also found myself on the Giants. So we have all our bases covered.
You got it all. All right, bonanza. Let's keep things. Yep. I think it's going to be a wild game. Now, if it's like last night, you're going to be in the chair.
Dead. Hard. Shackled.
Ravens at the Vikings. Oh, they're all in on the Ravens. Ravens are winning the division. Ravens are a lock for the playoffs, right? Sitting at 3-5 on the year. The Vikings are 4-4. So we've got Lamar's second game back. We've got J.J. McCarthy in his second game back. The Ravens are a road favorite. The number is 4. The total is 49. Injury-wise, Baltimore doesn't have a player on the injury report. They're healthy. On the Vikings, it's a little bit different. Darisaw did not practice on Thursday. Aaron Jones was limited. So was the fullback. So the running back and the fullback, CJ Ham, both limited on Thursday. I'm thinking Jones goes, but we'll see. Darisaw's big. That left tackle, especially with a very young quarterback, that's going to be fascinating to watch. Vikings coming off a big upset, divisional matchup. Now what happens going back home against a tough AFC squad who does very well against the NFC. All right, Ravens minus 4, total 49. You have something?
You know that the Vikings are going to move the ball. I think any Vikings bet hangs on the question you ask yourself internally, can they get into the end zone against this Ravens defense? My answer is yes, they can. And while I understand this Ravens wave, and now people are saying, oh, the path is there, they can win the division. I heard the other day, maybe the Ravens Super Bowl. Maybe they lose this game. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why can't they lose? The Flores defense is constant confusion. Constant. And let's be real. In big games, Lamar Jackson is easily confused. Go look at him in the playoffs. And I know this is not a playoff game, Joe, but it's a pressure-packed game that feels must-win because every game the Ravens play from this point forward is very important. They don't have any wiggle room. There's not a lot of margin for error. So I think Flores can throw things at Lamar that could complicate them scoring touchdowns, and I like the weapons for the Vikings. Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson. They're going to be able to run the ball too. Line getting healthier. I took the points. This is one of my favorite bets in the NFL. Took 4.5 with Minnesota.
Yeah, I like Minnesota too. When they're at home getting more than a field goal, like that's an automatic look. I'm going to take a look at that game. And you've got to feel better after what you saw last week. And now maybe McCarthy, we're going to see more success throughout the game. Don't forget, this Ravens defense has had their struggles. I know last Thursday looked very easy, and it was for them against Miami. Miami only scored 6 points. That was a turnover game. Baltimore was plus 3, turnover margin. Tua was awful. They did very well in the red zone. That was a road spot for Baltimore, and they played well. I think this one is going to be much, much tougher. And, you know, watch out for Justin Jefferson. He's been the guy for McCarthy. McCarthy goes to him the most. He's not stupid. He knows where he should be looking more than anywhere else, and he makes sure to go to Jefferson. But plus 4 at home against a bad defense. Yeah, McCarthy could lead them on some scoring drives. I do like the Vikings in the spot. I think it's going to be a close game. I would be surprised if it's a runaway where it's just all Lamar just killing this Flores defense. That would shock me. So both of us are on this. How about both teams have been over teams? Baltimore 6-2, Minnesota 7-1. Any interest in this total of 49?
Not really. It's hard for me to come to a side and a total in the same game. It just is. I've always kind of been that way. I know some people like to correlate and they're going to play this side with this total, and I understand all that. That's just not my style. Mm-hmm. I took the points. So that's where I'm at. Let me throw one more supplementary stat at you. Last 5 years at home, Minnesota, we know they have a great home field up there. Last 5 years at home, straight up, Vikings are 24-13.
Yep. There's a reason. They're going to bring the heat to Lamar. Let's see if Lamar's going to be able to beat that blitz. That's what this game's going to come down to. We're back on the Vikings. Woo! This is going to come down to the very end. I'm looking forward to it. Joe O, Sammy P, we keep rolling. New England, Tampa Bay breakdown is next. You've got Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.